and to learn what God is saying to us. So I invite you to continue to be with us in that. Thanks again for those of you who helped with the food fill up. 41,000 pounds of food handed out in 3 hours to approximately 300 families. So you guys were a blessing to lots of people. It looks like we lost some of them too. That maybe they're still in the back frozen or something. I don't know. Today we're blessed to have the Teen Challenge, the ladies portion of the Teen Challenge choir. They're going to be sharing in song and testimony with us, and then they're going to join us for potluck after the service. And so I invite you to be a part of that and stay. There's lots of food. Jesse made, where's Jesse? Jesse made some cool stuff, so you're going to want to eat it. So he talked to me after the men's breakfast yesterday. Men, that was a good time again. So glad you came. And he says, I have this 15-pound butt, pork butt. Yeah, we're not allowed to say butt at my house, you know. So we weren't as... When our kids were growing up, we didn't let them say that. Anyway, so he says, "Yeah, I can make some stuff." So I said, "Okay," and I said, or he said, "I'll call your boss and find out for sure." So he called Sandra to make sure that we needed it, and we did. So, next Sunday morning, hopefully, we're not having any more frigid temperatures. But we'll try the family sledding time, 1:30 to 4 o'clock next week at Iverson Park, right after after the service. There are going to be hot dogs and chips and hot chocolate, and Priscilla can answer all your questions if you have any regards to that. You'll see a pink sheet attached to your bulletin with the food fill up and with some other things. There's been a young lady who has been donating stuff to that, donating money, raising funds for that. And I don't know which one is who, Johanna or Maggie, but they're eighth grade, huh? Johanna, okay. So they're students at St. Peter's Middle School, and their next adventure, these are very... enterprising young ladies in trying to meet the needs of people who are going through hard times. So they've helped us with food fill up and some other things, and now they're putting together chemo care bags, and they took their first bunch of them to the hospital to give to people when you go. Has anybody in here been through chemo before? So when you go to chemo. I haven't been, but my daughter was. And so you sit in a chair, you get hooked up to the IV, and they pump the poison into your body to kill the stuff in it. So you have to sit there for a long time, and there's nothing really to do. And so it's nice to have a bag of items that they can work on or do. And so we would like to help them out as well. And so if you would like to donate some of these things to that, you can just bring it to the church, and we'll make sure that they get it. They're going to be using the church to put together all their bags and whatnot. And so I invite you to be a part of that. Next week's Mission Sunday, BGMC. So make sure your kids have their buddy barrels, and we have a special missionary next week. Well, they're all special, but the missionary next week, Carol Fiegelson, she's a missionary to Myanmar, Burma used to be called, and when Sandra and I were in Thailand, she was a missionary also at the same time, and she was we were in the northeast, and she was in the northwest. And she worked for the same organization that we did. Well, it's all the Assemblies of God, but She worked at an orphanage as well, and she's a nurse, and she's done medical missions as well. And when we first got there, everywhere we went was by bicycle. And then our Thai teacher, he let me use his motorcycle. He had a Honda 200 Phantom, I think that's what it was called. All the people in the village called it a chopper, because they had those little 100 and little motorcycles, and they fit 20 people on them. We didn't have a car, and she was leaving the field to come back to raise funds for her next adventure in going to Myanmar, and she donated the Speed the Light vehicle that she had to us, and so we were able to have this Toyota Highlander Hilux thing. It was pretty cool. It was a blessing to have. So give her an extra hug when she comes next week. We're gonna make our way to see our youngest granddaughter, just turned one this past week, and so we're gonna have her birthday party next Saturday. So we'll be in Kansas City, but Pastor Al will bring the word and share with you. And so, oh no, Carol will, but Pastor Al will be in charge. He's the man. He's the man, right? Okay. I was surprising you. Was I shocking you? Because I didn't ask you before. No. You're ready to go. In more ways than one, huh? You ready to go? Are you ready to go? Yeah. Either way, huh? Good deal. All right. So this morning, we have Teen Challenge with us. They're out of Milwaukee. I heard some people say that they like this area of the country. Oh, yeah, offering's a good idea. Yeah, I'd be in trouble. So we're going to do two offerings. We're going to do one now for the regular church stuff, and then we'll do one at the end for Teen Challenge. Yeah. Yeah, I need little signs to hold up, posters, take the offering. All right. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your love and your care for us. We thank you for those that are here today, that we would each be blessed by seeing what you're doing in the lives of people. And we give you thanks and praise, and bless this offering. Use it for your kingdom, in Jesus' name. Amen. So, back to what I was saying. We have Teen Challenge with us from Milwaukee. They drove up this morning. So they had to get up. If you think you had to get up early, they had to get up earlier probably than you did this morning. And look, they're all dressed up and ready to go. And they came in with bright, smiling faces in the frigid temperature. It's windy out there today. I don't know what's up with that. So, but we're glad you're here today. So we invite you to come on up and take charge. This is Melanie. Melanie.
Hi, my name is Melanie, and I am the one of the program staff. We got many program staff, but I'm one of them. And I've been in Teen Challenge now for 16 years. So I'm probably the longest person in Teen Challenge.
So you're going to graduate someday?
Someday I'm going to graduate, but I decided to make this my career. So whenever the Lord sees fit. I came in Teen Challenge in 1999. That's when the Women's Center opened up. It was just a men's center before that. So in 1999 is actually when the women started coming on board and there was a women's part. So I was one of the first students, and I came into the program because I needed help. The major thing was I didn't have Jesus in my life. That was the major thing that was missing. And I also had a pill addiction. So I needed something. I was desperate. I went to many, many programs, many secular things, and nothing worked. I tried everything on my own, and that's kind of what we do. You know, we just try everything on our own before we say, okay, I need to get God's help, and then we look up. And that's what I had to do. I had to just come to the end of myself. And sometimes that's hard to do. And the ladies can attest to that. Sometimes it's hard to just come to the end of themselves and look up and say, you know what, Jesus got this. I don't have it. And that's where I had to be. And the program really, really was a wonderful thing because it gave me that opportunity to really, really dig in and know the scriptures and know who I am in Christ. Because if you don't know who you are in Christ, you're lost. So I really needed to understand that. I needed to know who I was in Jesus. And the program gave me that opportunity. And, you know, this is a wonderful thing that you invited us to your church because this is how I knew about Teen Challenge. You know, Teen Challenge is the best known secret out there. Do you know that? Hardly anybody knows it. Who knows about Teen Challenge in here? Not everybody. Most people. All right. Most people. Yep, you fooled me a little bit. So, you know, it's incredible, though, because it really does work if you work it. Working it is actually doing the program, being submissive. How many of us like listening to people say what we need to do? Okay, it's hard. It's a very hard thing to do, and I needed that. I needed that discipline, and I needed that structure in my life. And ladies know that they need that, too, when they come up and share their testimonies, because, you know, sometimes that's a key component that's missing. And the Lord did deliver me from all those pills. I don't take anything anymore. And because of that, you know, I just really wanted to give back. I wanted an opportunity to be a giver and learn how to give. And now it's like I love giving. I love serving. I love giving because that's just born in me now. And I'm just thankful for that opportunity that I had that I could go to a Teen Challenge and go to a place that I can get really in depth with God and really know him and make him my personal savior because that was missing. That was the hole. That was the void in my life, and I didn't have that. So now it's like everything comes full circle, and the hole is filled with Jesus. And I'm so excited that it is filled. And now I get to share, and I get to be part of these ladies' lives, you know. I guess it's been 2 years since we were up here before. And, you know, I go through groups and groups and groups. And you know, there's ladies that just love to just work on scripture and just love to get the word in them so they change from glory to glory. And it's exciting to see because these are my investments. We all invest somehow, whatever you invest in. But I want to invest in the ladies, and that's what I do. And that's why I decided to make this my career, because I want to invest in human lives and invest in them because I'm going to get an awesome return. I believe I'm going to get an awesome return. I know I am because Jesus tells me so. So it's exciting, and I love seeing them grow. Every day they're different. Every day it's an excitement. You know, they're not the same. They woke up this great and happy to come on this trip. And, you know, we had to wake up at 4 in the morning. That's pretty early. Well, I mean, I woke up at 3:30. So, I mean, it's an early day, but it's an exciting day because we can come here and give you hope because, you know, there may be somebody you know. There may be somebody that you work with or a relative that would be a perfect thing to come into this program. And we go to churches and churches, and a lot of people will come and say that, yeah, we really want to get so-and-so in the program. And that's what we want. That's what we're here for. We're here to give you guys hope today and get you charged up and excited. So I brought a DVD with me, and the DVD will better explain the program. The only thing that's not what we don't have is the resale shop. You're going to see a clip that the ladies do the resale shop, but it's not. We don't do that right now. We bought a piece of land, and we are believing that we're going to raise that money and have the resale shop, you know, very soon. So the land's purchased, and we just are waiting for the funds to come in. So that way the ladies can run the resale shop again, and we'll have our own resale shop. So we just want to show you that video right now, and then after the video, the ladies are going to come up and share the greatness of God and what the Lord's doing in their lives. And it's an exciting thing to see.
Good work habits and learn to enjoy life, perhaps for the first time. We have classes that are designed to help those who have struggled with life-controlling problems. God's plan for the students' lives is set in a balanced schedule of prayer, Bible study, and devotion. The students learn practical living skills, exercise, work, and enjoy free time.
Teen Challenge is a little bit like a home. It's a little bit like a church. It's a little bit like the army. And it's a little bit like a Bible school. Miracles happen at Teen Challenge. And it's in that environment, 1 year faith-based intense program, that we see radical change in the lives of our students.
I met some folks from Teen Challenge and came over and got familiar with the program. I'm truly impressed with the work they did. They offer a lot of hope and a lot of redemption for folks who are sometimes hopeless.
Teen Challenge has two social enterprise programs. The men run the auto donation program, cars, motorcycles, and boats that are donated or repaired and sold. This program allows the men to learn skills and participate in raising support for their own recovery. This year, over 1,000 vehicles will be donated. The Teen Challenge resale shop on Appleton Avenue is led and operated by the women. The store sells about 7,000 items every month to people in need in our city. The men live at the Teen Challenge Center of Hope.
What really makes this program special to me is when I see God working through the men. Teen Challenge is a spiritual program. You have to have a willing heart to say, I'm willing to change. God is about caring, and Teen Challenge is about caring for men and women.
At Teen Challenge, I feel like I belong because there's a family. You know? There are people that truly want to see you succeed.
The women live at the Robbie Dawson Home.
Teen Challenge is different from most other rehabs because it gives us an opportunity to help women get back to a regular lifestyle. Most of the time, their lives are so out of control, and they have different issues and problems going on. And Teen Challenge is a place where they can just come and learn how to live a normal lifestyle again.
I got sent to rehab for an alcohol-related offense when I was like 21 years old, and met a guy there that introduced me to heroin. Teen Challenge gave me a place where I could separate myself from that and really like look at what was going on in my life and what had gone on in my life and kind of address those issues.
There is a point of decision that people make where they go, you know, I'm gonna really follow Christ. I'm really going to be serious about this. Teen Challenge is for that. Teen Challenge is for that person who is ready to make a real serious commitment to be free from drugs and alcohol and to really follow Christ.
For those that believe that, it works amazingly well. The people that stay here and graduate from the six-month program, about 85% of those people will lead a drug and alcohol-free life, and what treatment programs have that kind of statistic?
Over the last 25 years, over 17,000 people have donated to Teen Challenge. We do not receive government help of any kind, and we exist because of partners and people who donate cars, boats, motorcycles. They give monthly support. We have churches that do that. We have great support from the community. We want to thank everybody that's helped Teen Challenge. Miracles have been made possible because of your partnership and donation.
This is what it means to know that I am forgiven. This is how it feels to be free. To see that I My name's Catherine. I'm 26 years old. I'm from Chicago. I've been in the program for 11 months. And I'll just tell you a little bit about what brought me to Teen Challenge and what God's been doing in my life. I was raised in a Christian home, but I struggled with finding my own personal relationship with God, with Jesus. And I was diagnosed when I was 9 with ADD, anxiety, and depression, and I started self-medicating in high school with weed and alcohol. Eventually, I found heroin, which took most of me, and I was just extremely selfish. Almost everything I did revolved around my addiction. I hurt people I loved that just wanted to hurt me, or just wanted to help me, over and over again, and I couldn't seem to get a hold of anything positive for myself. I was just extremely self-destructive. And basically, I believe I'm only alive because of my family's prayers. Through all the times I hurt them, they never gave up on me. And my legal issues and just my desperation for something better, I just are what ultimately brought me to Teen Challenge. And because I wanted to die, but I felt like I still believed in God, and I knew that He was keeping me alive for a reason through all the overdoses and everything and trips to the hospital. So I thought I'd try something new, and I'm just extremely grateful for Teen Challenge. It's probably been the hardest thing I've ever done, but I'm really glad that I stuck it out. You know, I only have 1 month left. Thank you. Thanks. It's been worth it because God's restoring my family and He's healing me. I have self-worth now and I have more respect for myself, and I no longer want to, you know, hurt myself and others. So, one of the verses that's helped me through is Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So, thank you.
Hi, my name is Sarah, and I'm 37 years old. I've been here at Teen Challenge for a little over 3 months now. What brought me to Teen Challenge was my own poor choices and an addiction to prescription pain medication. Since 2007, I have been in and out of secular rehab programs, jail, and I've even been to prison, which is difficult to say out loud. In 2004, which was way before this, I had made Jesus the Lord and Savior of my life, but it took many years after this for me to fully comprehend and understand the difference between religion and relationship with Christ. I did what I was taught in my Catholic upbringing. I went to church more often and started attending some Bible studies, but that was pretty much the extent of what I did. I couldn't seem to understand how all of these Christians that I was with, that was in Bible study and church with, were so happy, and I was depressed and angry still. I didn't ask for guidance, as I remember being embarrassed and unsure of what others would think of me, and little did I know that this is exactly where God wanted me. My childhood was really happy and normal up until the age of 10. This is when my loving home was ripped apart by divorce and my life became anything but normal. I was quickly thrust into the world of adulthood by having to take care of my two younger brothers and, in some instances, my own mother. My mom did the very best she knew with the circumstances she was given, but her addictions took center stage in our lives rather quickly. And I vividly remember the beginning of my wanting started at this point. I wanted my parents back together. I wanted to live in a nicer home. I wanted to live in a different area. I wanted my mom to notice me. I wanted many things. As I grew into adulthood, my wants just increased. And when I couldn't have what I wanted, I dulled the pain with prescription medications. My first encounter with pain medication was when I had my wisdom teeth pulled when I was 28. I was in pain, and the surgeon kept giving me medication to help the pain. I was able to maintain it, or so I thought, for a few years, but it quickly took over my entire life until I yearned for it every waking moment. I have done many things that I'm ashamed of and hurt those closest to me. I've literally lost everything, my home, my car, every material want that I ever had. But what hurts the most are the things that I couldn't restore on my own in my life, the most important things that only Jesus can fully restore to us. That's what this program does for all of us sitting over there, is that restoration process begins. It's a long program. It's a year long, but it's really worth it. Over the years, I have lost all faith in myself at times and depleted my own self-respect. And as I said, I knew in my mind who Jesus was, but the mind-heart connection wasn't there. And that's what this program's teaching me today. I have hope. I look forward to my future and where the Lord is leading me. And each day, I feel like Miss Mel was saying, I feel the slight difference in me and myself and my heart, and I know that I'm loved and that nobody can take that love away from me. This program restores our lives and gives us a firm foundation that doesn't ever fail. And that's pretty incredible to say about a program, because secular programs, that's what they're missing. That's what we don't get from them. We have that here. And I'm super grateful just to be here. 4 months before entering this program, I remember being on my knees in jail in Green Bay, that's where I'm from, praying for God to give me a sign. Like, I was constantly asking for signs, like, what? It's crazy. But I just remember that this time, one of the times that I was on my knees on the floor in this little horrible bathroom, I asked for the first time, I didn't ask for something for myself or a want for me. I said, give me whatever your will is for my life, Lord. What, I don't care what that is at this point, because what I'm doing is horrible. It's just not working. And it took miracles, literal miracles, to get me to Teen Challenge in Milwaukee. And I think that he's just amazing. And today, the most amazing scripture to me is Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. I've given up wanting. And that's... Thank you for listening.
Hi, my name is Danielle. I'm 33 years old. I'm from Chicago. I've been in the program 6 months, actually, this week. 6 months this week. Some days it feels like I've been here for a lifetime, and some days I feel like I just got here. I grew up with a pretty good, normal childhood for the most part. Actually, the pastor brought up his daughter with chemo, and it brought up something in me. My brother died of leukemia when he was 11. I was 10 years old, and I remember sitting in the room with him when he was getting his chemo, and I remember the poison, watching that, you know. And just the gifts that people would donate to Children's Hospital for them to do while they were sitting in that room. So that was hard for me, but I was really young, so I didn't quite really realize what an effect it had on me until I got older. And, you know, I was a normal high school kid, did the things, you know, got in trouble here and there, just nothing outrageous, just the normal things that high school kids do. When I was 18, 2 weeks after I graduated high school, my boyfriend was killed in a car accident on a Sunday afternoon, randomly, no drugs or alcohol. And then from that, and he was also like my best friend that I grew up with, pretty much kind of after my brother died, he was always there. And then he wasn't anymore. Within, I would think, like 5 years, 6 years, I lost seven more people to random things. I grew up in the heart of Chicago, in the city. I lost friends to murder, to car accidents, just random things that did not actually include drugs or alcohol. One was a suicide, but the others were accidents. And instead of getting help the right way, I decided to bury those issues deep in my soul. Anything I could do, I just stuff it down. I didn't want to face it, I think, because I didn't want to believe it. I was raised Catholic, grew up Catholic, so I knew religion, and I knew of God, but I didn't know Jesus. I didn't have a relationship with Jesus. Catholicism doesn't teach you that. You go to church, you kneel, you're silent, you say the Our Father, you confess your sins to a priest, and that's pretty much it. But it's also, once you sin, you're pretty much damned for life, basically. And so with everything that happened, one, I was fearful of God, not in the good way. And two, I was angry, really angry with God. So I went to all private Catholic schools growing up as well, so I pulled myself away from God after losing all these people in my life because I felt I was being punished. And I didn't know what I was being punished for. I didn't know what I did wrong. When I was about 26 years old, I broke my foot and discovered painkillers and realized that, hey, these don't just numb my physical pain, they numb that emotional pain that I've been trying to figure out how to deal with for so many years. And I figured it out. I figured it out through painkillers. And they numbed that emotional pain. And, you know, it went out of control. I was fine at first on them, and then I realized I felt like Superwoman. I could do anything. I was, you know, I got my house clean 24, like, constantly was clean. I was constantly cleaning. I was busy. It gave me energy. It gave me the opposite effect of what it says on the side effects on the bottle. It gave me the opposite. It didn't cause drowsiness. Didn't do any of that. I was spiraled down within a few years from that. Ended up going to an outpatient rehab and was sober for 2.5 years. In those 2.5 years, I got engaged, got married, and on my wedding day, I relapsed. And it was a pretty ugly marriage that ended very quickly. He had his own issues with drugs and alcohol, different ones than mine, but still his own issues. And it was a physical, emotional, verbal, abusive relationship. And I hit rock bottom and went into an inpatient rehab. And my husband at the time, we were still married, he showed no support, not at all. He kind of basically dropped me off there, left text my mom and said, I have something to give you. And it was me. He dropped me off at her front doorstep. And I went there and I did my 30 days, met friends in there, and got introduced to heroin. And 4 days after getting out of a 30-day program, I was home, and my ex-husband, well, husband at the time, came home from work and found me unconscious with a needle in my arm. Went right back in for another 30 days. Then after those 30 days, I went to Arizona, stayed with my grandparents for a little bit, came home, then was sober for a while, then was relapsing. I was what they call a chronic relapser. I was in and out. Had bouts of sobriety, did a lot of secular programs, but I still couldn't figure out what was missing. You know, there was something missing, and that thing that was missing was God. But I was afraid of God. I was angry at God. I found myself in Cook County Jail on August 5th of this past year for the second time in my life, and I was looking at 3 years in prison. And my mom, who's not very religious, she believes in God, but she just doesn't believe in the Catholic Church. She went to church every day on her lunch break and prayed to every saint possible while I was in jail, to get her daughter back, to see that I'm the person that she sees me as and the person that my family sees me as, the person I was as a child. I wasn't raised to do drugs. I wasn't raised to steal or to lie. I was raised by a good family, a strong family, a loving family. But the drugs turned me into somebody I wasn't. And by the grace of God, I was able to come to Teen Challenge. My judge told me I could do a 30-day program. I could do a 60-day. I could do whatever. And I've done all those. And I simply looked at him and I said, I've done 30 days. I've done 60 days. I've done 90 days. I said, I need a year. I said, I'm going to go to Teen Challenge. And it took me a while to decide that because my family's been trying to get me to go for a year, and I thought, no way, I'm not going somewhere for a year, especially if it has to do with God. And so the judge was shocked that I chose that, but I told him I'm a heroin addict, and everything else I've tried doesn't work, and I need to fill that void in my heart, and that void that is being filled is being filled by God. And I'm learning to have a relationship with Jesus, something that I never even knew about. Even though I was raised in a strong Catholic family, it wasn't about Jesus. It was just about God. And so now I'm learning to forgive myself. I'm memorizing scriptures. I'm reading the Bible, which is something also I never did in my entire life before coming to Teen Challenge. It's a struggle. It's not easy. It's a great program. I struggle with it. Some days are harder than others. Some days feel like a breeze. But, you know, that's life, too. Some days are better than others in the real world, right? I am grateful to be here today. I'm learning to forgive myself because a lot of issues I have is I'm angry at myself for the things I've done in my past. I'm angry for hurting my family the way I have because they didn't deserve it. Even though it was nothing against them, it was my own issues. But I'm learning to forgive myself. The girls in this house are helping me realize that I'm worth being loved, and that I can forgive myself. A verse that I truly like is 1 John 3:20. Even when our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our hearts, and He knows everything. So thank you for having us here. And then just tell you a little bit about our program. We are non-government funded, so we are not funded by the government. And a few ways to help us is the first way to help us, number one, first and foremost, is prayer, because God answers our prayers. The second way to help us is we have an auto donation program. You can donate your cars, real estate, boats, pretty much anything, and the guys will fix it up, sell it for profit, and the money goes to our organization, to Teen Challenge, to the Men's Center and the Women's Center. We also have a table in the back that I will be at along with Sarah. We have handmade crosses that the men make, and they're beautiful crosses. The men don't know how to make them until they come in here. And they get really excited when they know that their crosses sell, but they're gorgeous handmade crosses. They also have handmade cross necklaces. We have some books that tells you a little bit about how Teen Challenge started, stories by some books from Nikki Cruz as well, and T-shirts. And then also our women are doing right now, they're doing crocheting, and some of them are actually working out of since we don't have the resale shop yet, they're working out of a staffing agency, and Pro Flowers, I think it's called, but they're working now in the factory and whatnot and doing the ordering, so it gives them an opportunity and kind of gets them out there so that when we do leave, they have somewhere to go, and it shows them that they can have a job, you know, that we all can have a real life just like everybody else can, even though we have the history we have. So that's about it. Thank you. I'm going to hand this back.
Amen. So, like to take an offering for them this morning. So, if we can get our ushers to come forward, we'll do that. And after we take the offering, what I would like to do is have this side stand up and let's come around them, and we're gonna pray for them, and then we'll pray for the meal, and then share it together. So let's pray for the offering. Thank you, Father, for the gift of Teen Challenge, for birthing it in the hearts of David Wilkerson and the support it's received from the Assemblies of God, and the work that you're doing in lives, and you have done in lives for many, many years around our country and around the world. And I pray, Father, you would take these gifts and that you would make a difference, continue to make that difference in lives, and that you would meet the needs of Teen Challenge. And we pray, Father, for these gifts in Jesus' name. Amen. So once the basket goes by you, if you want to stand up and swing over that way, we're going to go pray for them. All right.